Nothing stands still in the car business. We're constantly seeing changes in inventory, incentives, sales, service, and all other areas of the dealership. If you're looking to break through the noise and find insights from real dealers, automotive influencers, and leaders in sectors like technology and marketing, then shift into high gear with the Walk Around podcast, powered by JM&A Group, a leader in F&I solutions, dealership training, and insurance services for dealers nationwide.
Want to dive deeper into the topics you hear about on Daily Drive? We're offering listeners a special offer, 20% off a one-year Automotive News digital subscription. That gets you access to all of our news, information, and analysis made for automotive industry leaders like you. Go to autonews.com/dailydrivepromo to redeem. Welcome to Daily Drive for Monday, April 29th, 2024. I'm Jamie Butters, Executive Editor of Automotive News in Detroit.
And I'm Kellen Walker in Las Vegas. Today on the show, EV price wars are taking a toll on BYD's earnings. Daimler Truck averts a strike by reaching a tentative deal with the UAW. And Genesis sees itself becoming more independent from Hyundai. Plus, we'll hear from Wendy Bauer, Vice President of Automotive and Manufacturing at Amazon Web Services, about how the company is helping automakers improve their self-driving systems.
Anything you can do to speed up the efficiency of what you're learning and the insights you gather from all of these edge cases is so critical to advancing the capabilities.
Let's run through all the news you need to know to keep up in the auto industry.
Chinese automaker BYD's first quarter revenue missed analyst estimates. That's as aggressive price cuts across most of its lineup ate into margins. Net income rose 11% year on year to almost 4.6 billion yuan. That's about $631 million. Revenue grew almost 4% to about 125 billion yuan. That was well short of analyst estimates of 132.5 billion yuan. After unseating Volkswagen as the top-selling car brand in China last year, BYD has moved to shore up its position by slashing prices across its car and truck lineup. Its cheapest model, the popular Seagull hatchback, now starts at just under 70,000 yuan. That's less than $10,000.
The UAW says it has reached a tentative agreement with Daimler Truck. The union had threatened a strike if the parties couldn't reach a deal by midnight last Friday. The UAW says the agreement includes pay increases of more than 25% over the next 4 years. It would also end wage tiers and introduce profit sharing and cost of living allowances for 7,300 Daimler workers. In a live stream, UAW President Sean Fain called it a major victory.
Because we killed wage tiers at Daimler Truck, many members' lives will change dramatically upon ratification. And by the end of this contract, workers who make trucks and workers who make buses will get equal pay for equal work.
In a statement, Daimler Truck said, quote, the UAW members will now be asked to vote on the new contracts, and we hope to finalize them soon for the mutual benefit of all parties.
U.S. auto safety regulators are investigating Ford's Blue Cruise on the Mustang Mach-E following reports that two of the EVs equipped with the hands-free driving technology collided with stationary vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Office of Defects Investigation says it has received two complaints of a Mach-E colliding with a stationary vehicle while Blue Cruise was enabled. NHTSA says both collisions occurred at night and each resulted in at least one fatality. The agency says it confirmed Blue Cruise was engaged in both vehicles immediately before the collisions. The probe covers all model years of the Mach-E.
And as Genesis continues to grow in the U.S., the young premium nameplate is gaining autonomy from the mass market brand that created it. That's according to the brand's North American COO, Claudia Marquez.
You know, of course, when we launched years ago, we needed a lot of support of Hyundai. But now, every function that is consumer-facing, we're also building our own team.
Marquez tells us at Automotive News that includes adding dedicated teams for sales, field operations, marketing, and customer experience. Hyundai Motor North America CEO Jose Munoz, who is CEO to Genesis in the region, has been vocal about the critical need to build Genesis apart from mainstream Hyundai. to compete on the same level as established rivals. That includes the physical separation of dealerships. And those are today's headlines. Jamie, Sean Fain is trucking along, no pun intended. The UAW reached a tentative agreement with Daimler Truck. How big of a victory would you say this is for the UAW?
You know, it's pretty significant. It's a large number of workers. It's a pretty big raises, which is really important in this inflationary environment, persistent inflation that's still sticking around the economy. It's especially significant in terms of the fact that they just won the vote at Volkswagen in Chattanooga and need to get a contract there, right? It's one thing to win a vote, maybe get a local organized, but you've got to get it all the way to a contract that's enforceable. They got it done with Daimler Truck. If you can get it done with Chattanooga, that'll be another really important step toward kind of reshaping, you know, the U.S. and North American auto industry, especially from the labor perspective.
Gotcha. Coming up, Wendy Bauer of Amazon Web Services talks about all the ways the company is helping automakers improve self-driving functions. That's next on Daily Drive.
If you work in automotive, there's one thing that's always true. Your time is money. Staying up to date with what's trending may seem overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. I'm Mark Spoto, one of the hosts of the Walk Around podcast, powered by JM&A Group. We talk to leaders who are transforming the automotive landscape today, and your time will be well spent learning something new with every episode. Our third season launches this May with even more automotive voices you don't want to miss. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Even Alexa. Just say, "Hey Alexa, play the Walk Around podcast." New episodes are coming soon.
Welcome back to Daily Drive. I'm Jamie Butters with Kellen Walker. Amazon has been making its way into many corners of the global auto industry. Recently, it launched a partnership with Hyundai to help sell vehicles online. Another series of partnerships is getting less attention, but Amazon and automakers say it's also a big deal. Amazon Web Services is offering manufacturers new ways to more quickly and easily compile data that can be used to improve self-driving features and more. Wendy Bauer is Vice President of Automotive and Manufacturing at AWS. She spoke with our own Pete Bigelow on Shift, a podcast about mobility. Here's a piece of their conversation.
So let's spotlight some of the work you are doing in automotive and automation, I guess, in particular. Maybe starting with your work with Torque Robotics, which is the Daimler subsidiary. I know you're helping them accelerate their work on simulation for automated driving. What's the scope of your work with them?
So I think this is a great example when you think of the complex features and functions that show up on a vehicle in any form, whether it's a passenger vehicle or a heavy duty vehicle. You know, I think features and functions and vehicles such as autonomous vehicles or ADAS, those features and the sizes of data and all the complexities that go into developing them, verifying them, certifying them, testing them, as you can imagine, that's very, very complex. So with an example of kind of Torque Robotics, who's an independent subsidiary of Daimler Trucks, a few years back, it was publicly announced that they chose AWS as their cloud provider of choice. And so a lot of the work that we're doing with them is really around helping them to drive the speed of that, their innovation development, the speed and efficiency, and some practical aspects on how they do that by leveraging cloud technologies and generative AIs. Think of the need to scan through hours and hours of video imaging data that comes from sensors. And when you're developing those features and functions, you need to look for very specific scenes and train that model on how it should respond, right? And so going through hours and hours and hundreds and thousands of, or millions of miles of data looking for very specific scenes used to be a very manual process. Now with machine learning and generative AI capabilities, the ability to very quickly and easily search for those scenes that you define, to capture those scenes, build them into your model, to continue to very quickly improve the effectiveness of your models itself, That's a very simple example of how it's being brought into the autonomous vehicle and ADAS feature development itself more generally. But that's the kind of work that we're doing with Torque Robotics. So it's really around speeding their feature function development, driving that cost down, and getting that innovation to market more quickly, so then they can continue to learn.
Does that get as simple as utilizing natural language processing in querying a scenario library? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I want all the scenes from Rainy Days on a certain highway or something like that.
Right. Yep. No, we always joke. I want the scene where a goat is crossing the road in this kind of environment, or, passengers on a rainy day in this, setting the parameters of what you're looking for and instantaneously or, very instantaneously being able to have all of those scenes back to evaluate them, to then feed that into the model rather than spending the time, trying to go through and look and search the data yourself.
I love your goat example, because I don't know if you saw the story or not, but in central London yesterday, a couple of blood-soaked horses got loose and were running down the street in central London. And I did think, like, well, there's your edge case scenario for autonomous vehicles. Like, how do you plan for that? And now you can pull up animals in the middle of the street or something like that. Right. I don't know.
Yeah. And I think it's a lot of what the industry is really spending a lot of energy and effort on solving. It always comes down to those edge cases, right? So anything you can do to speed up the efficiency of what you're learning from and the insights you gather from all of these edge cases is so critical to advancing the capabilities.
So on to another one of your customers. I know you've worked extensively with BMW. And one of the newest aspects of that, I think, is you're helping them use large language models to streamline a lot of their R&D work. What exactly are you doing to kind of collaborate with them?
Yeah, so I think, again, as you said, how do companies in this particular example, BMW, use large language models to train on internal best practice documentation or cloud service documentation, and really using that to create developer assistants that understand natural language to answer a question, but to really then, beyond just answering the question or kind of simple chatbot, if you will, really going on to then analyze things, analyze the cloud infrastructure, analyze the operations, and get to the point of helping to make recommendations and actually resolving issues. And so as a result of some of that work, we're seeing with BMW, their DevOps teams are being able to demonstrate use of the technology to quickly identify, resolve bottlenecks, enhance their securities, improve their cost structures, and really get to get that process completed much quicker by simply, the analysis and the optimizations and the recommendation and ultimately resolving issues much, much faster. So with BMW, for example, they've been using several of our AWS capabilities, inclusive of Amazon Bedrock and Amazon Kendra, to create what they call an in-console cloud assistant that really trains on those best practices and are helping their DevOps teams to identify and resolve those issues, whether it's bottlenecks or security improvement opportunities throughout their processes.
It seems like that's the prime example for what you were talking about earlier, where you have information and data that's siloed across suppliers or even teams within your own company, and that this really brings that all together and gives it a commonality.
Right. And you use the word kind of data silo, right? That is such an important aspect or kind of an enabling component of really, as we can leverage technology, but really making sure that some of that foundational work has been completed to further enable that success and doing it quickly within organizations. The collaboration and work that we've been doing with BMW, has been ongoing for quite some time, but it started with, some what became public announcements around 2000, 2001, where there was a lot of emphasis on really thinking through how to build those that foundation around their data and how they were really managing it across the enterprise to set them up for success around leveraging their data, leveraging technology to quickly get insights, solve those problems, if you will, whether it was in a factory environment or sales and marketing, but really it's about how they're leveraging data and now taking it a step further to leverage technology with that data to solve those problems really quickly and efficiently for their employees as well.
This is probably a stupid question, but I'll go ahead and ask it because I feel like if I'm still wrapping my head around Bedrock and Kendra, then maybe some of our listeners are too. What exactly are Bedrock and Kendra in the AWS world?
Bedrock and Kendra is it's part of our broader generative AI kind of portfolio of capabilities, if you will. And so the capabilities that we have range from kind of the core silicon layer and on how we build and test and help our customers build those models, all the way up to kind of applications that customers can then use. So Bedrock is really our way for customers by a single API to run their models, leverage the broader set of AWS capabilities, can also tie in by a single common API other models to give them that model flexibility as well. So it just it helps them to then take that data and run all of the generative AI capabilities that they bring in.
You can hear the full conversation between Wendy Bauer of Amazon Web Services and our own Pete Bigelow on Shift, a podcast about mobility, wherever you get your podcasts. That's Daily Drive for today. I'm Jamie Butters.
And I'm Kellen Walker. Thanks to Automotive News executive producer Jake Neer, as well as our own Carly Schaffner and George Weikamp for their reporting for today's podcast. You can get the latest news on innovation and technology, earnings results, and everything happening in the auto industry at autonews.com.
Come back tomorrow for some of the results of the PACE Awards, which will be announced this evening. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think of the show and the topics we covered today. Send us an email at dailydrive@autonews.com or leave us a voicemail at 313-444-2774. And if you enjoy the podcast, remember to like, leave a review, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.